But as you do whatever you do, as you're with me on this Sunday morning, perhaps the furthest thing from your mind is to consider your own potential to lead, your own innate ability and energy to inspire other people or guide them on their life path. How Oprah-esque of me. Yet when you look in the newspaper, there's constantly ads online, in print, come to this leadership seminar, do your MBA, and there are big speakers with letters after their name and doctorates, and it's all geared towards corporate Australia. Yet you, in your life, also have the capacity to influence, guide, and motivate. To unlock that potential, Dr. Paige Williams, who's a lecturer and researcher at the Centre for Positive Psychology within the Melbourne Graduate School of Education at Melbourne University. Good morning to you, Paige.
Good morning, Libby.
Are you up to the challenge?
Well, I'm certainly prepared to give it a go.
It's interesting though, isn't it? When we think leadership, we do think macro, we do think world leaders, we do think spiritual leaders, Dalai Lama, we do think influential broadcasters. And yet, at an individual level, within our homes, we are leading even if we don't realise it.
Absolutely. Leadership is something that's within each of us. It's a choice that we can make to lean into or to lean out of. And it's about making a decision and creating awareness around the leadership capacity that you have to contribute.
So I love the fact that you have to make a decision.
I think you do have to make a decision. It's about understanding what matters to you and in what way you want to show up in your leadership to create a difference that makes sense to you and makes sense for your life and the people that you're connected with.
So what are the building blocks for an everyday leader?
I think the building blocks for any leadership, and I prefer to use the term leadership than leader, because I think leadership is about doing and being. And I think the building blocks of that
are... The verb, as distinct from the noun.
Absolutely. Leadership is something that we do.
It takes the ego out of it too.
It does, and it means it's not someone else's job. It's everyone's job to show up in their own leadership in a way that's authentic and true to them. And I believe the building blocks of leadership are personal energy, attitude, and mindset. And I think that they're like learning your ABCs. You have to learn your alphabet before you can write well, before you can read amazing books. And leadership's a bit the same. You need to learn the building blocks, your energy, attitude, and mindset. Once you've got those and you understand how you can really use those in an effective way, wow, that's when your leadership takes off.
Okay, so let's dissect the ABCs.
Okay.
Leadership equals energy plus attitude plus mindset.
Yeah.
What's energy?
So energy is about personal energy. So let's take this back to a really everyday example. We all know that when we're sleep deprived, we don't function as well. And leadership, whether it's in a formal or an informal role, is hard work. It takes energy. So at the base level, we can think of it as being physical energy. But beyond that, it's things like emotional energy. How aware are you of your own emotions? How able are you to manage them constructively? We can think of it in terms of mental energy. How much mental energy do we have in any particular situation to be able to deal with the challenges and problems and issues that we might be facing? We might talk about relational energy, particularly important within things like families and friendship groups. How are we helping to create relational energy for ourselves and others?
What does that mean, relational energy? Does that mean the vibe that you put out?
It's the vibe that you put out, but it's also the effort that you put in, the effort that you put into your relationships to keep them healthy and sustain them over a long period of time. And it's also about making choices. Where are there relationships in your life that perhaps aren't helping you move forward, aren't helping you lean into your leadership? So there's a choice factor around the relational energy in terms of bringing in helpful and sustaining it and perhaps making choices around the unhelpful.
Huh. Is that grown-up language for saying if there are people that sap you of your confidence, people that sap you of feeling good about yourself and the vibe that you put out, that you actually need to decide to somehow recalibrate that friendship, that relationship, even if you're bound to them by dutiful ties, as in family? I mean, that's hard.
That is super hard. I think of them as the Death Eaters out of Harry Potter. They kind of suck the life energy out of you. And yeah, there's a time at which it's perhaps appropriate to make an audit of, you know, where's the helpful and unhelpful relational energy for me? And sometimes they're hard decisions, and it's not necessarily about cutting people off, but it is about recognizing where those death eaters are for you and managing contact with them in an appropriate way so that you're actually sustaining your own personal energy.
The vibe you put out is very important, isn't it? Like, if people like being about you and feel inspired by your energy, if you put out a can-do kind of clarity, if you look over your shoulder, there might be people behind you.
Absolutely.
And although, I have to say, there have been some awful people who looked over their shoulder and had people behind them, but that was possibly because that was in fear of death.
Well, yeah, fear can be a very strong motivator, let's be honest. But equally, it is about, how you show up. We might listen with our ears and we might look with our eyes, but we feel with our hearts. And that's the bit that actually really resonates. So you know what it is to have a gut feeling about someone. They can be saying all the right words, they can be doing all the right stuff, but just your gut feeling is, there's something not right. That's what we're talking about here. That's your relational energy.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. What was the next building block?
Attitude.
It all feeds into itself, doesn't it?
It does.
Take it away.
Attitudes are the way that you evaluate things. So if I were to say to you, Libby, Brussels sprouts, then you might go, bleh, or you might go, yum. Hmm. Okay, so you've got your own attitude towards Brussels sprouts. Now, some of our attitudes are more conscious than others, but what they do is they give us a... they give us a sense of whether we want to move towards something or move away from it. So they're basically our inner judge.
Right.
Okay, so if we can create, if we can understand what our attitudes are and then look to intentionally create positive attitudes around things that are going to be helpful for us.
Attitudes towards situations we might find ourselves in?
Potentially, yes, it can be that. So, for example, public speaking is a great one, isn't it? Mm. You know, some people have a very fixed attitude around public speaking and so don't necessarily look for opportunities where, in fact, that might be something that would be really helpful, not just for them, but maybe for their context. So maybe they'd be a great coach to coach their soccer team, but they don't think they could stand up in front of a group of parents and talk about the team. Mm-hmm. So that's pulling them away from a leadership opportunity.
I see.
That actually they could lean into.
Okay. Attitudes. Third building block?
Is mindset.
Mindset.
Mindset. So mindset is broader than attitude. So if attitudes are about kind of judging, mindset is about how do I think the world works? So it's a broader worldview. So that can be hugely powerful, often based in values and beliefs.
Now, this comes to whether or not you think you're a Schopenhauer kind of person, whereby you think every time you walk outside your door, it's a boxing match and you've got
yes.
to make your way. Or if you walk out a more sort of positive view, which is everybody has good intentions first and foremost, and you'll make your way around that.
Exactly. And you can imagine two people engaging with the same or having the same kind of life experience from those two perspectives will engage, will actually think about it differently, feel about it differently, behave differently because of the mindset that sits behind.
Can you create your world with your mindset? If you expect good of people, will it come back at you? If you look for the ill will you find it?
In short, yes, because there's something called confirmation bias. And so what we tend to do is we look at the environment and we filter it to align things with our mindset, with our beliefs about things. So if we think that things are not going to go well, we've all had a morning, right, where you've got up, you know, maybe the kids have been slow getting ready for school, you're running late, you've got red lights, and then you go into your first meeting and already you're primed for that meeting not to go well. You're expecting things not to go well. Now, that's a smaller example, but at a bigger scale in terms of mindset, you kind of create your own reality because you're filtering it through your mindset.
How does this all relate to me being a leader, a suburban leader? How does this relate to you being a leader in your own little world at school, as a grandparent, and at the community level?
Well, what's fabulous about energy, attitude, and mindset is you don't have to go to school to learn them. They are, and this is the thing, I talk about leveraging leadership in my work because I believe that leadership is inherently present in all of us. And so it's about tuning in and turning on to energy, attitude, and mindset, and getting intentional and conscious about how you might want to use those to show up as your leadership best in your context and in a way that makes sense for you. So, for example, in families, I work with a great not-for-profit called Uplifting Australia, and we look at leadership in families. And that doesn't just mean parents. It means everyone owning their own leadership in a family. So we look to create what we call a positive emotional system, and that means, what does it mean to truly listen to each other? What does it mean to truly appreciate and see the strengths in each other? What does it mean to be emotionally honest with each other? And what does it mean to take responsibility for your own leadership within that family? And that's interesting because sometimes that can mean the adults in that family system need to say sorry and own how they may have not been okay in the way that they spoke to a child or the way that they behaved with them. Mm. So there's interesting things that come about in terms of power dynamics once everyone starts to own their own energy, attitude and mindset.
Nice little text message that's come in. Everyday leadership for me is knowing where I am, how I got there, then sharing knowledge with those who are starting the journey and, if possible, giving opportunities and guidance that I was given or wish I was given. It's insightful.
It is insightful. And if we think about what sits underneath that, what energy sits underneath that? So there's an energy around wanting to create relationships. There's an energy around wanting to give back. There's a mindset around contribution. So this is where these are the building blocks. If you get the right energy, attitude and mindset in place, then that's the kind of wonderful everyday leadership that comes from it.
There's another text message that I'm not sure is for us. It says, must have mustard sauce made with the stock with corned beef. That's from Jan.
Lovely. Sounds nice. I'd like to try it.
1-300-222-774. We can't help you with your corned beef. But if you want to contribute to the conversation about leadership, if you are involved in the family, in community clubs, if you have a question that you would like to ask Paige, she's a lecturer and researcher at the Centre for Positive Psychology at Melbourne Uni. Let's open up the lines. We've got time for a little bit of a wadiwa. Are you happy
Great.
To talk to everyone?
Very much.
Excellent. If you have a question, you want to sort something out, call us now, 1-300-222-774. Jump on the blower and we'll speak after this. Your guest in the studio is Dr. Paige Williams from Melbourne University. We're talking about leadership, attitude, mindset and
energy.
I wrote it down. I just haven't put my glasses back on. It's funny. Are you a coach at the local soccer club? Perhaps you are a group leader at work. Maybe you also have to do some sort of leadership role within the family. I'm interested to know how the dynamics work for you. 1-300-222-774 is the number. Lots of text messages on this. It's almost like I'm a little bit scared to, you know, own my power in terms of the calls, but they're coming. Corporate speak, words like lean into. What does that mean?
Lean into means, so I think there's an element of consciousness around this. So actually being aware of what is the leadership I can contribute, and understanding a bit more about how to make the most of your energy.
And owning it.
Owning it. But then more than owning it, actually doing something about it, actually thinking about how can I create more positive relational energy in my family? How can I create a better emotional environment? What's my piece in this? What's my leadership role in this?
Pop your headphones on. We've got some calls for you. Gabrielle, hello to you.
Good morning. I just wanted to ask about relationship leadership, where one in the couple tends to take the lead and the other follows, and how to manage that.
Okay, so that's interesting. So I think, you know, if I go think about our emotional work within Uplifting Australia in families, there's a degree of authenticity and honesty that can help. Shift dynamics in that kind of relationship. It may be that things have fallen into a pattern and the other partner in that relationship doesn't realise that that's not working for you. And this is where we talk about listening in terms of it being such an important skill, but also that idea of self-responsibility and recognizing that you might need something else.
But I can hear in Gabrielle's voice that she wants a hint as to how she can shift the dynamic. Is that right, Gabrielle?
Yes, it is. It's marriages. We're all familiar with you become quite set in ways and patterns and who makes decisions and everything from supermarket shopping to holidays. And it sometimes would be nice if the leadership was taken from the other person.
Or you were heard. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Mm. Yeah, okay. So
hard.
Really hard. And I can talk about this from a personal perspective. So if there's one person who's kind of leaning in too much to their leadership and almost taking
over.
Yeah, taking over almost, sucking all the leadership out of the room.
Dominating.
Yeah.
Yes.
Then it can be, and I had to learn this lesson, sometimes you have to lean out of your own leadership to create space for others to lean into theirs.
Mm.
And so I'm a doer. So I tend to do things to get them done and tick them off a list. But what I realised was that by doing that, I was kind of hogging all the leadership opportunity. So I needed to lean out to create space.
But I can hear that Gabrielle is the one who doesn't have the space.
Is that right? Is it you, Gabrielle, or is it the other way around? I don't understand.
No, I'm the leader.
You're the leader?
Yeah, that's what I'd heard.
I'm the leader. And I've had enough of being the leader.
Oh, I've completely misinterpreted. Shut me up. Off you go, Paige.
Sorry.
I'm turning my microphone off.
Let's you and me have a chat, Gabrielle. So, so yeah, I find that I had to lean away, and that can be challenging because, you know, you have to sometimes watch things slip a bit and they won't be done necessarily in the way that you might do them or the way that you want them to be done. So there's a bit of kind of gritting your teeth, but you can initiate a change by creating space for other leadership to fill it.
Okay. So just step away, perhaps emotionally and or physically, and see what unfolds.
I'm kind of wary around the emotional stepping away. The thing I think about is when my kids were learning to swim, and that first time that they were in the pool, I wasn't with them, and the instructor let them go under the water. I wanted to dive in and pull my baby out of the water, but I knew that I couldn't do that. I had to let her experience going under the water to know that she'll bob back up and be okay. So that's me leaning away from it. That's an example of where sometimes you've got to create the space and experience a bit of discomfort in order to get the good outcome in the end.
Okay.
Be the change you want to see, Gabrielle.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies.
Bye.
Thanks, Gabrielle.
Bye.
That's one relationship we've helped fix.
Wonderful. My work is done.
Sandra's on the line. Hi, Sandra.
Hi there. Thank you very much for the program and a very interesting conversation.
Come off speaker for me, please.
Sure. Just a moment.
Yeah, you might have to pull over.
I will do that.
Don't get points. No points.
I might have to call back.
No. Well, keep talking, but we know you're on speaker.
Thank you.
Keep going.
Great conversation, and I agree with the three characteristics of attitude, mindset, and energy. I'm a leader, and I work with leaders, and I have a leader who has a great attitude, great mindset, but is introverted and is more of a quiet person. And how do I bring out that energy characteristic or help him to bring energy to his group? Because that's the one thing that I think he could really develop more and get more out of his staff through developing that characteristic.
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting question because we often have ideas around wanting to leaders to be charismatic and how is it that actually an introverted leader can have just as much impact and energy. And I think really there we're not necessarily talking about energy, high level energy. It might be about building relationships and understanding and giving emotional support in a way that's authentic for that leader. And also there's a side in terms of the team understanding that leader perhaps is introverted. And so perhaps building relationships can be a good way for introverts to go rather than feeling that they have to be on stage. And also understanding that they can do that for a short amount of time but then need to go away and fill up their own personal energy. So perhaps a one-on-one conversation with that leader is the way to go. And I've got resources on my website that might help you with that.
And the website belongs to Dr. Paige Williams, who is a lecturer and researcher at the Centre for Positive Psychology with the Melbourne Graduate School of Education at Melbourne Uni, also with her private practice. You've done really well, Paige.
Oh, thanks, Libby. It's been a joy.
Yeah, thank you. I'm very grateful that you came in to talk with us this morning.
Thanks so much.
It's very good. Now, Jan, who must have the mustard sauce made with the stock with corned beef. Simon from Ringwood East has sent you a text. Use the reduced stock from the corned beef as the base for the mustard sauce.
There you go.
Multitasking as we speak.